To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So back to first and 10. Kroski Merritt, left side, well played by Chicago. Ball out. The ball is out. It definitely came out before he was down. And it's another takeaway. Chicago ball.
We're back with more of the Scores post-game show. Presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing. Number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com. And by Aturo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Aturo.com on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
And welcome back. 50,000 watts of Bears power. 670 The Score. You heard the highlight. We had a sweat sighting tonight in D.C. Finally, thank you very much. And our hit of the game sponsored by Estwing Professional Tools, made in the USA for over 100 years, Estwing.com. And the football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. Chuck Swirsky, Adam Stasinski on the other side of the window. Olin Krutz along with Patrick Manley. Big, big night for Jake Moody. Gets the game winner, a 38-yarder. You got the win. You got the rain. His fourth field goal on the night just activated prior to the game. Big, big night for DeAndre Swift. 14 carries, 108 yards. Averaged 7.7 yards on the ground. Caught a couple of passes, one for a touchdown, two receptions, 67 yards. We're going to hear from Ben Johnson, but I want to go back to Patrick and Olin. And Patrick, we'll start with you. To recap for our listeners that just turned on the radio for 670 The Score, your thoughts on tonight's game.
Yeah, it was, you know, we came into the game saying the run game. And we're talking about the defensive line. Can they stop the run? We've been talking 2 weeks about that during the bye week. Ben Johnson's been talking about his offense. Can they run the ball? And you just gave those stats there of DeAndre Swift. Well, they figured that one out. Defensively, I thought they played a pretty darn good game. And Olin, you mentioned earlier how physical they looked. I thought they brought it to the Commanders. I thought they outplayed them with their physicality. So they answered those two questions. And, Chuck, we came into the game saying I didn't think the Bears would win. I had them losing 27-21 just because of the run game. But we also said if they go out there and they do what they did tonight, we got to give them a lot of credit, and I do. And they came out with a win. They were down 8 with about 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and they came out with a win.
Yeah, and Pat, this just might be I had them at about 500 this year. This just might be a better football team than I thought they were, especially if they start running the ball and stopping the run. And obviously these takeaways, if they can continue this streak, I mean – anything is really possible for the Chicago Bears. But today I thought what they put on film was repeatable. It was repeatable winning football, what they were doing out there, the way they were blocking guys, the way, Chuck, they were running the football, the way they were stopping the run. Sometimes, you know, on Brisker's interception, there's no pass rush at all. I mean, can you imagine this secondary with Jalen Johnson in it? I mean, the things Dennis Allen is doing with this unit, asking guys, Pat, like putting – Shamar Turner, okay, bye week. Look, this guy struggles inside. Let's put him on at DN where he can handle tight ends a little more. Maybe a little better on tackles. And that was a big move by them. We talked a little bit on the pre and post show about some lineup changes they could make. That's one I never thought of, moving Shamar Turner out there to rookie. And I thought he had an effect on the game today. So gutsy performance by Chicago Bears. They're fun to watch play football tonight. I think for the first time this year, Pat, for a win, what they did, I thought was repeatable.
All right, we're going to hear from Ben Johnson. When we come back, we want to get your reaction, gentlemen, on Ben Johnson's press conference. Then we'll return to the phone lines, and the phone lines are lit up, and I promise you we will get to you. But right now, let's hear from the head coach of the Chicago Bears.
I'm going to go ahead and open it up. I thought it was a really good team win here. That's a really good opponent that we went against in a very hostile environment, and I thought all three phases came through for us when needed. So, you know, it was not our cleanest game. We made a number of mistakes, and the penalties were an issue. But once again, our team was resilient, and they found a way to win. So very proud of them. I thought defensively the takeaways were huge for us. Obviously, I thought Dennis Allen, I thought the defensive staff did a phenomenal job coming up with a sound game plan. That's a very difficult offense to try to have answers for, and yet they were able to come up with something that we felt good about, and then the guys went out and executed it as well as they possibly could. So big shout out to them. Couple guys got game balls here tonight. Moody came through for us. I mean, four field goals. We needed every point we could get there. You know, getting called up there at the last second, that was huge for us. And then Swift got the other one here as well. So over 100 yards rushing for him, season high, and 7-plus yards per carry. So that last drive was a lot of Swifty there, finding a little crease and getting us into field goal range for that last kick. So with that, I'll go ahead and open it up.
How crazy was it to see a kicker like that come in from the practice squad and have a type of game yet?
I wasn't surprised at all. We've seen him in practice now for a number of weeks. That's one. And then, you know, we also know what he's capable of. He's made big kicks and big games over the course of his career so far. So none of it was surprising. I think that's who he is. And I think that change of scenery was really good for him.
You kind of wonder what was blocked a little bit earlier. In terms of the whole operation, what do you think, what happened on the block, and what did you address anything changing for the last game?
Yeah, we'll have to go back and look at the tape. I think the picture showed we might have had a little penetration there in the A-gap, and, you know, we'll see if we got the ball up high enough as well. So we'll go back and look at that.
And with Swift, he might get kind of lost in all the other storylines tonight. What did he mean to what you guys were doing offensively?
Oh, it was huge. I mean, this is the best, the most efficient we've ran the ball all year. You know, really felt an attitude with him. He did a great job finding a little crease and stepping on the gas, as we talk about. Played a physical style. Not only that, I mean, that the catch, 55-yard touchdown, was really a game changer for us. That was a time in the game where we needed a little spark. We were kind of, you know, faltering just a little bit as a team, and all it takes is one guy to make a big play like that and really ignite us again. And so I think it's who I really thought he was going to be going into the season is we're looking for guys that can elevate the people around him, and he did that here tonight.
Yeah, also it was a little – it's kind of counterintuitive to go to the running back and run the ball as much as you did on that final drive with the clock running down. What gave you the confidence that Swift was going to deliver for you?
Well, it wasn't only Swift, but felt good about how our guys up front were blocking. I thought that was the cleanest they've played. As a whole, up front, tight ends included, our receivers are blocking really well. You know, going to that last drive, I was thinking this is going to be it for us. And so with that being said, I want to make sure that they didn't have a rebuttal drive either. So told Caleb on the headset, tell the big guys up front that we're going to ride the run game on into the victory. So they came through for us.
Coach, you talked about the hostile environment. What would you say about Caleb, the way he managed his motions, ties to the area after everything that happened last year and coming out?
You know, something I was conscious of going into the week, and really didn't talk a whole lot to him about it. Just said, hey, get your affairs in order if you got people coming to the game, and that's all we said. And other than that, he was the same guy throughout the entire week. Last night, you know, we're having our last few meetings, and you know, some guys like to go see family or people in the area, and he's there, and we're having our quarterback meeting, and I see him in the chow hall having some snack late at night too. So, I mean, he was locked in, and he just was all about trying to find a way to win this game and do a good job for his teammates. So really proud of how he handled the week.
Ben, within the run game, we saw a few different ways to get guys the ball, whether it's a pitch or a toss, straight handoff. Like, How do you know when to kind of dial up the creativity when it comes to getting guys involved?
Yeah. No, I honestly, this was probably the smallest menu we've had going into a week, and maybe that has something to do with us being able to execute a little bit better, you know, a little bit less volume. But like you said, we had just a few different ways that we wanted to attack this team, and they did a good job executing it.
John, I know your message a couple weeks ago was, you know, the book on the Bears is that they can't close, and then you close against the Raiders, you close here. What does that say about kind of the way this thing is going and where it could be headed?
Yeah, I think it says a lot about our locker room right now. They're not just believing, but now they're starting to understand that, man, if this thing's close in the fourth quarter, then someone's going to step up and make a play for us. And we had a number of guys here in this fourth quarter that did that. And so I think these wins sometimes can go more a longer way for your program than those blowouts do. So it was good to see.
Forgive me if you've been asked this already, but what was the decision process with Cairo coming into the game?
We made it through the week, and we just said, hey, he wasn't feeling it, and we went ahead and made the change.
Then you said during the week that, like, the Hail Mary had crossed your mind, but you were going to let them kind of handle it. How did you see that from the Hail Mary from last year? How did you see that play out tonight, and did winning on the last play, you know, have that extra feel kind of like you were talking about?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't talk about it as a team. What's in the past is in the past, and you know, I wasn't here. Probably half the team wasn't here, so we've all moved past that, and I think they understand that. I know some guys spoke on it and gave their 2 cents, but beyond that, I mean, it wasn't a big deal.
All right, that's the head coach of the Chicago Bears, Ben Johnson. His ball club has now won 3 in a row, and let's get some initial feedback on Johnson's press conference. Let's go with Patrick Manley and Olin Krutz. Patrick, we'll start with you.
Yeah, just, you know, he just hits all the highlights, and I think the penalties were a big thing to me if they would have lost. You know, I talked about the details. There were details of being offsides, and we're going to talk about Theo, but DJ at the end being offsides, Zacchaeus dropping the ball, and the penalties were one of them. So there's always things you can correct when you win or lose, and it's interesting that they always bring up the negatives at the beginning. But then he also threw the bouquets to Dennis Allen, and I love that. When head coaches give credit to the other side of the ball, you know, that's his other guy that helps him win, and he gave him, you know, the credit there with the takeaways and everything. I was also excited that he gave Moody and Swift game balls, because I did the same thing as well. So we're thinking the same thing.
See, we're giving you flowers now, Patrick. There you go.
No, he gave himself on the back.
Chuck, he gave himself flowers.
That's true. My bad, Olin.
And then he's talking about the fourth quarter belief, and I do believe that. Like, I'm a true believer in that. Games like that go a long way for the locker room, and it can help out in the future. And I think the Raiders win helped this one as well. And it was interesting also to hear him talk about smaller volume, to have a smaller volume of a game plan after 2 weeks. I thought I would hear, you know, no, we put in more stuff, we're able to expand. But sometimes you put in smaller volume, you execute better, and they did.
Exactly. Sometimes less is more.
Yeah. And one more thing, though, that was interesting to me, nobody asked about the 4th-and-1 decision.
No.
Where they went for it on 4th-and-1, and they could have kicked that field goal. That would have been maybe a big question if, you know, Moody misses the kick or they don't have a chance to make that kick, because that's 3 points that could have possibly been off the board.
Yeah, good point. Olin, your take.
Yeah, I just want to talk about a little bit of how he said he went to the big guys at the end of the game, and I thought they were blocking like that, to the fact that they were going to take over the game at the end of the game, getting a lot of movement, a lot of the smaller menu he talked about. You could see it during the game that guys were actually on the right guys. We talked about in the pregame show the offensive line having a bunch of mental errors and wondering why it was like that in a run game, and obviously Coach Rochard and his unit and Darnell Wright and Dahlman and Tooney and all these guys, Bennett and Jonah Jackson, they come together along with the tight ends and the receivers, and they're all blocking out there, Chuck and Pat. And it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch when a team goes and wins that. And that's 2 wins now by the same score, right? 25-24. 2 gutsy performances. 2 times it says, okay, look, wins like this go a long way to say this is how we're going to win football games. This is how we play football in Chicago. Talked about Dennis Allen and his plans and the amount of blitzes he threw at Daniels tonight, and looks. It was amazing to watch, man. It was really a fun game to watch them match wits with the other sideline. And we know that that other sideline has good coaches over there. So Coach Bieniemy and Coach Rochard, Pat, probably went in the office and said, look, Coach, way too many runs, man. The guys are overloaded. Let's pare it down. Let's give them a few things they do well. And they did that. And they did that. You heard them talk to him about the ball handling, right? Toss it to Swift. Ask him to do what he does well. Get him outside and then tell him, okay, we'll toss it to you to fake that outside, but we want you downhill right away. We want you fighting and churning those yards out in the middle. A lot of good information there from the coach. It's always good when you win football games. And, of course, he pointed out the takeaways, Chuck, which have been critical in his three-game run.
Yes, and the Bears did not commit a turnover in this ball game. Caleb Williams, we're going to hear from him in a few minutes. 17 of 29, 252, and a touchdown. Swift was excellent, as Olin and Patrick have been talking about. Eight different Bears caught passes tonight. Swift, of course, not only 108 on the ground, but also two receptions for 67 yards. Let's go to Josh and Joliet. You're on with Olin Krutz and Patrick Manley, and welcome to 670 The Score, Josh.
Yes, hi. I just had a question. What are they going to do about all the mistakes here? Because we just can't keep winning by just a field goal. Something really has to be done here, and the players not showing up to practice. What, you know, and when Ben Johnson was hired here, he talked about accountability, and that's not accountability.
Who didn't show up to
practice? Yeah, I'm kind of lost here in translation. Well, who didn't show up? Are you there?
Different players.
Oh, man. And well, get them off the team.
Okay.
Josh, I don't think we're talking about the same team.
Yeah, I think you're talking about the Dolphins. But thank you for the call. Seriously.
Well said.
312-644-6767. Should we take a break, Adam? Then we'll take some more calls. Let's do that. You're listening to post-game coverage featuring Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley on 670 The Score.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon.
Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now third down and four. Play clock is at two. They just got it away, and it's Swift with a catch. And still going. DeAndre Swift veers into the end zone. Juan Martin missed a tackle along the way. They needed four on third down. They get 55, and they barely got this play away before the play clock expired.
Back with more of The Score's post-game show. Presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing. Number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com. And by Aturo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Aturo.com on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
And welcome back. We are on the air until midnight. We have a good 35 minutes to hear from you on the phone lines at 312-644-6767. This show is about Bears fans, the National Football League. Three in a row for the Bears. Moody with a 38-yard field goal, and the Bears prevail 25-24 in a big, big, big-time victory for the Chicago Bears. Patrick Manley, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, we've got the phone lines, and let's take you live right now to Champaign. Jake, you're on 670 The Score with two outstanding former Bears players. Go ahead.
Yeah, this was a great Bears win. I really appreciate the team and all the hard work they put in. But let's face it, you know, until Jaden Daniels was playing hot potato there at the end, it was getting kind of dicey. So thank God for the big-time onions on Jake Moody. Thanks for taking my call. Go Bears.
And there you go. We have an update, guys. Herb Howard, who covers the Bears for Biggs, says that DJ Moore left the stadium in an ambulance following the conclusion of the game. He was accompanied by Coach Antoine Randle-El. So that's as much as we know. And, of course, our thoughts are with DJ Moore at this time, and that's all we know. And if we get more of an update before we leave you at midnight, we will pass it on. Adam Stasinski is our producer and engineer. Adam, who do we go to next? Who do you want to take? Let's go to Chicago Johnny. Johnny, are you calling from Vegas?
Yes, I am.
All right, go ahead.
I live in Las Vegas. Guys, of course, I'm very excited about this win. But I'm a little concerned, guys. Don't you think that we're kicking too many field goals and not enough touchdowns? Because if I'm correct, and correct me if I'm wrong, the last two games, we scored four touchdowns and about eight field goals. Don't you think that's, you know, aren't you a little concerned with that? I'd like to hear your opinion.
All right, Olin, we'll begin with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're always concerned, especially after a takeaway, right? You want to score, put as many points on the board as possible, get touchdowns on the board, and they haven't come back to bite us yet. But you do feel like, man, you know, after like two or three takeaways, we should have a couple more points on the board. But they're finding ways to win this game. And you know, I know what he's worried about. I worry about the same thing when I look up and I say, man, how are we only winning 13-7 after that first half we just had? Or you go back to the Raiders game and we're only up by so many points after having four takeaways and you only win by one. So that is worrisome. And I know that they are going to be talking about that at Halas Hall and trying to get that fixed.
All right, Patrick.
Yeah, you can't win a whole lot of games doing that. They've been fortunate to win these two games. They're character building games, but yeah, same. I feel the same way, Olin. You want to see, you know, you have that many turnovers, you would love to see these games be blowouts. You know, if you have 11 turnovers in the last three games and you win the turnover battle like that, it should be more lopsided. But they're learning how to win. They're getting it done right now. And hopefully, with Ben Johnson being new with these guys and this offense and this team, that they can learn to put more points on the board and stop kicking these field goals.
So, Patrick, what did you learn about the ball club tonight then?
They're resilient, that they believe in each other. I think that they know if they get in a close game, they can win this game. They were, what, down 8 points with 11:27 to go. They weren't out of it. Some of the callers said, we got help from Jaden Daniels, but that's part of it. You've got to put pressure on them, and then you've got to capitalize in the end. We've seen too many times, Olin, on these post-game shows where we're talking about losses, that they fumble the ball back over. They throw the interception in the fourth quarter. They don't put themselves in the situation to come out and win these games. And we've seen two games now that they've come down to the fourth quarter and won the game.
All right, let's go to the phone lines again at 312-644-6767. Jake Moody has just completed his media conference following the Bears win tonight. Jake Moody kicked 4 of 5 field goals. And let's hear from the kicker who was just picked up from the 49ers a few weeks ago.
Was that a common occurrence to have teammates tonight introduce themselves to you, just given like you just got here and the moment that you were put into?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a big team. Not going to get a chance to meet everybody right away. But, you know, like he said, I'm glad to be on the team, glad to be a part of this. And, you know, can't wait to formally meet everybody else at some point.
Jake, when did you find out you were going to be kicking that?
Found out not too long ago. You know, Cairo was kind of, you know, seeing how it felt all week, seeing if he could go, and it kind of came down to the last minute, you know, whether or not he could play, because, you know, Cairo's an amazing kicker. You know, for the team's sake, like, you want the best guy in there, and, you know, I'm just glad I was able to come through for the team. And, you know, whether it's me or Cairo, like, you know, I got no doubt Cairo would have made all those kicks. And you know, hopefully he heals up soon.
Jake, what were the conditions like out there?
It was obviously wet, pretty windy as well. The wind was kind of tough. It kept shifting a little bit. But, you know, nothing I haven't played in before. And, you know, you just got to treat it, you know, one kick at a time. Don't worry about any of the other stuff. Just focus on, you know, each kick with, you know, everything you have.
How would you describe your emotions? A month ago, you got waived by the 49ers. You go on a practice squad and you get called up and you have a game like this to win the game like national TV coverage.
Yeah, I mean, it feels amazing, obviously. Hitting a game winner is always a good time. You know, doing it for a new team in my first game, it's huge. You know, shout out to the O-line, shout out to Scott and Tori. They've been making my job real easy out here, and the transition has been really smooth. So glad to be a part of a team like this, and we're going to keep moving forward.
The one that got blocked, what happened on that, and then was there any adjustment that either you made or that everyone made as an operation before the last kick?
You know, honestly, I can't really tell. I'm, you know, looking down at the ball. I can't see the protection or whatever's going on. You know, obviously, I'll try to hit a higher kick if needed. And, you know, we'll watch it on tape and assess, you know, what happened. But, you know, you got to always think about the next kick, not think about the previous kick. And I knew that our guys would come through and we'd have great protection, a great operation. And all I had to do was, you know, just kick it straight.
Social media. Jake, what did you do in the last couple of weeks to build your confidence back
up after week one? Just, you know, get reps. Simple as that. You know, I like to think if you're over prepared for something, you know, there's no reason that you shouldn't be confident. So just preparing every day as if, you know, I was going to play. You know, even prior to Cairo being hurt, just always staying ready for whatever. Treating every kick like a game rep. And, yeah, just staying ready for whatever.
The Bears posted a video of you being held up by your teammates after that kick. You know, what's that like given the fact that you didn't even know you were playing until, you know, very,
yeah,
you were playing?
It's a pretty cool series of events. You know, a couple days ago, didn't know I was playing. And, you know, to getting lifted up by my teammates, it's an amazing feeling. And really glad, you know, I got to share that moment with them.
Jake Romadunze said maybe you could have night of sleep last night or a shower issue. Was that the case? And how were you feeling coming into it?
Yeah, you know, I was sleeping in like a little like twin bed. Wasn't the most comfortable. And my shower was either, you know, ice cold or burning hot. I couldn't get it to, you know, go in the middle. So took a nice ice shower before the game. And, you know, that might be the new tradition that I start. We'll see.
You said at the team hotel you were in a twin bed?
It might have been like a full or I don't even know. I like a nice big king bed because I like to sprawl out. So it was fine. I was just, you know, just making excuses.
Did you find out before you got to the stadium that you were going to be kicking, or was that something you said you found out a little bit ago? Like, was it, you know, during warm-ups? Like, when was that?
No, it was before. So, you know, got to wake up and knew I was going to be kicking. You know, before we came here, so I was able to, you know, kind of prepare mentally and just be ready for, you know, the game.
When we talked in Chicago, you said that Cairo has been helping you, like he really welcomed you. Has he been communicating with you throughout this process?
Yeah, you know, we traveled Cairo and, you know, we were ready for whatever and very, very glad that we did travel him. He was a lot of help during the game, just, you know, he's kicked here a fair amount, and you know, he was able to kind of help me with the wind, with the field surface, all that stuff. So I was very glad to have a, you know, extra set of hands on hand. And you know, shout out Cairo. He's been a great help through all of it.
In terms of where you wanted the ball, what was the communication like leading up to that kick with the coaching staff?
Yeah, it's just you know, I told Coach Hightower, you know, just have the offense run whatever play gets them the most yards. You know, I don't really have a preference. Maybe going the other direction, I would have had a different preference. The wind was a little tougher that way. But, you know, I just said, get as many yards as you can. Like, doesn't matter to me. And then, you know, it worked out to where we got to the point where it's like, all right, we can center it up. It'll be like an extra point. So it was good communication by the coaches and, you know, the offense. It was, you know, made my life really easy.
That's
Jake,
it. Thanks,
Jake,
guys.
How have you stayed mentally tough through struggles, through the things that you've gone through, and even today having the kick blocked? How did you stay locked in through all of that?
You know, I've been working with, like, performance coaches and, you know, doing a lot of self-reflection and stuff. And, you know, always just believing in myself, not thinking about, you know, the previous kicks or anything like that. Just always focused on the next kick, keep a nice neutral thought process for every kick, and just, you know, always focus on the next kick.
All right, that is Jake Moody with a great deal of humility and poise and total respect for that young man. Four field goals, including the game winner. And you're listening to post-game coverage right here on 670 The Score, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tire. You're listening also to two outstanding Bears during their playing days. We're talking about Olin Krutz and Patrick Manley. You just heard from the kicker of the Chicago Bears, and we really don't know whether it's this going to be a week-to-week thing, and that's up to, obviously, the head coach and the staff and the health of Cairo. But you just heard the press conference. Olin, your take on it.
It was interesting to listen to him, and what a story that is for him to get called upon last minute and, you know, make the field goals and then make the game-winning field goal. And I don't think we can stress enough how different of a win I think this is for Chicago Bears. This is a team that was in the NFC Championship game last year. This is a team who signed and traded for a lot of guys that thought they thought made themselves Super Bowl contenders. And the Chicago Bears just went on the road, Pat, with a backup kicker and won the game. No matter how you say they did it, they did it. This win feels different to me than the Raiders win, than the Cowboys win. This win feels like a win that when you talk about, okay, now we start to believe a little bit more in what we are doing and what the coaches are preaching. This is that kind of win.
Yeah, I agree. I just I feel like a sense of positivity of we might have the coach right. You know what I mean? Everything mm-hmm. is right. Mm-hmm. And I kind of go back to what he was talking about there. Jake Moody was talking about just centering the ball and the communication and where they wanted the ball compared to, remember last year where Cairo was saying, you know, what hash they wanted the ball on. They didn't even have the proper communication on the sideline. Now Ben Johnson, something as simple as that that should have been done right last year, is being communicated and set up for him and making the kick executed a lot easier for him. So there are a lot of things that the positivity of this win is huge, but little things like that I heard in that talk there was that, hey, the communication that should be simple on the sideline is there. And the other thing, Olin, that I got out of that press conference from a kicker post-game, which is great, was that he was a practice squad kicker and nobody knows his name or nobody really knew him or has met him. That means he's doing a hell of a job. Just make your kicks, keep your mouth shut, and do your job.
When Adam said we were going to the kicker, I just took my earpods out. I just allowed Adam. No reason. No, but hey, man, I mean, he came in and did his job, right?
He did.
As you were talking, as you know, Pat, you can speak to it better than I can. When that mist is going, that ball is wet, anything can happen with that kind of rain that was happening there. That's kind of like that really makes everything harder to do, as no Jaden Daniels showed you.
Yes, and you know it as well. I mean, you held the ball every play. I mean, when you get in those games like that, sometimes you get a panel on the ball that's extremely wet, and you're like, oh, no, I have to snap this thing. Then Torrey Taylor has to catch it, and he has to make the kick. But it, you know, credit to him.
Yep.
He missed the one, and I'm glad that's not the story. I'm glad the story that he won the game with making four kicks.
And again, we're just in early in their careers. But I'll say this: Caleb outplayed Daniels tonight. I don't think there's any question about it. And things can fluctuate week to week. But if you were going solely on what you saw tonight, you would say that Williams was the better quarterback.
To me, Olin, the biggest thing was the two turnovers by Jaden Daniels, the fumble snap and then the interception that he basically threw to Brisker. That's in the red zone as well. That's points off the board. That's at least seven or three. So with those two miscues by him, yes, I think for sure that Caleb outplayed Jaden.
Guys, we have calls for you.
Chuck.
Yep, go ahead, Olin.
That is the biggest key, right, is the fact that Caleb's only had one turnover in the last three games, and it was the batted ball by Max Crosby. It was a great play by Max Crosby, right? So to Pat's point, that is the reason that you pick Caleb right now, that's winning football.
Yep. Hold on, guys. We have calls coming up. 312-644-6767. We'll be back with Patrick Manley, Olin Kreutz next on 670 The Score.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They're down and one. Ball's on the ground. And it's recovered by Nashawn Wright. And that is takeaway number three for the Chicago defense. I'm not sure Crosby.
We're back with more of The Score's post-game show. Presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing. Number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com. And by Aturo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Aturo.com. On Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Biggest win in a very, very long time for the Bears. They were resilient, and the Bears come away with a victory over the Washington Commanders on a Jake Moody 38-yard field goal. He booted four field goals on the night in the football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. Chuck Swirsky, along with Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and let's take you to Arizona. Mike, you've been on the line. I appreciate your patience. Let's talk some Bears football. What's going on?
Not a problem. Good evening, gentlemen. I just have a question and I have a statement. So it's kind of funny. I was sitting on the couch watching the game with my wife, and I was looking at her when this game started. I watched how the Bears were effective and they were efficient. And I'm like, wow. I turned to my wife and I says, it's great to have a coaching staff and a head coach that knows what they're doing, you know, and it just looks, they look so much better than any football Bears team in the last, you know, couple of years. And then all of a sudden, I think Washington adjusted to what the Bears were doing, and it didn't seem like the Bears adjusted back. And I'm still on the fence with Caleb, guys. I'm sorry. That throwing the ball at the feet of the receiver pass has got to stop. I don't know. It's the same thing every week. I don't understand why he can't clean that up a little bit. And then the other thing is a friend of mine had texted me, and he said, or he asked me, and I said, I didn't have an answer. I says, maybe I'll call up Olin and Pat and see if they can answer it. Sorry not to exclude you, Chuck. But it's...
No, yeah, that's okay. I mean, listen, you're talking to two of the best Bears in the modern era of Bears football. So let's get their opinions on that statement.
Well, I wanted to also ask the question, why did the Bears play in Washington again this year when they played in Washington last year? Shouldn't this game...
No, because it's formulated on where you finish in your division, the standings. And that's how it rolls.
As always, and I'll be listening to you in the morning, Olin.
Okay. Let's see. Who do we go to next, Adam? Who do you want to go to? Let's go to Al on the south side. You're on with Olin and Patrick. Go ahead. Al, are you there? Going once.
Hello, I'm here.
Yep, go ahead.
I'm here.
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, cool. I'm sorry. Yeah, guys, I am here. Good evening. So first of all, I just wanted to say, I don't know what got in Troy Aikman tonight, but it seemed like he had it out for the Bears. It was just like brutal just to listen to how much hate he was giving the Bears. And it was surprising considering that it was Washington, right?
Well, you know what? I mean, listen, I love Troy Aikman. I think he's very, very good. But he was really overly critical of Caleb Williams tonight.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion, definitely. Patrick and Olin. You watch the game as well.
Yeah, I'll say this, Pat. It's interesting. I'll go to Mike's point first from Arizona. I'll say about Mike, I'll say to any fan, and even for me, I have to do this, Pat and Chuck. I don't know if you feel this way, but sometimes you get centered on your quarterback and what he's doing wrong. Sometimes you got to turn on other film of quarterbacks you consider they're good and watch every play, right? And say, okay, like, are they missing throws too? And they are. Are they making mistakes too? They are. Are they getting sacked there? You saw Jaden Daniels make a bunch of errors tonight. But as far as Troy Aikman goes, I don't want to defend him because I think you're right. I thought he was really critical of the Bears tonight and not being impressed by them. But in his defense, if you did watch their film through the first four games, you would feel like, okay, a little bit of a mirage of them, the way they've been winning. They haven't been playing great. The 8 takeaways have really helped them win those two games. But I will say this. This game, Pat, felt a little different to me.
Yeah, it did. And I'm going to bring up a golf analogy here about quarterbacks. Like, you know when you watch golf and you see all these golfers make four-footers all day long? Well, they're only showing the ones they make, right? They don't show the ones they miss. So when you watch the pro quarterbacks, we're only watching Caleb. You're not watching all the games of everybody else as much tape as we watch. They're not making all the throws. We just see the highlights on different shows. So, yep. Yeah, Caleb's doing all right.
Hey, guys, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
I know you'll be featured tomorrow as well on 670 The Score. Thank you so much. Adam, thank you as well. We have Gabe Ramirez standing by with more Bears postgame coverage. So for those of you on the phone lines, I guarantee Gabe Ramirez will get to you to talk Bears football in one of the biggest victories that we have seen the Bears in recent memory. This is Chuck Swirsky. Always a pleasure. Go Bears!
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.